This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we were talking about there is a good chance when you look out into your backyard, it's right up against somebody else's yard, whether their side yard or their backyard. So if you have a weirdo neighbor, many times you see kind of crazy stuff, like the woman I saw on my Facebook page where she looked out and her new neighbor just had it hanging out watering his lawn. I guess going inside to use the bathroom was a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these are precious. Nicole said her neighbors were trimming their tree. They were on a ladder with a chainsaw.
Oh, no.
But the ladder was on top of one of those plastic folding tables.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Luann said she watched someone cheat on their husband in a van parked in front of her house.
Wow.
The woman then calmly got out and went into her house. It was at 2:30 in the morning. She said, I'm a light sleeper and I'm always suspicious of strange vehicles in the neighborhood.
When you really can't afford a motel room. Wow. Thanks for holding. What did you see?
So about two summers ago, our neighbors, who are they're wonderful people, had a family gathering and were roasting something on the grill. It looked like cats.
Oh, no.
Little tails, but...
Oh, no.
Well, it was not.
Okay.
We found out it was guinea pigs.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. That's not a heck of a lot better.
Why?
No, it's not, but apparently it's a cultural thing.
Okay. You would need a lot of those to feed a family, too.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.